It's 8:45, live from the KIOS studios at 33rd and Bird. I'm your host, Mike Hogan. And with me, I have a couple of guests. And the question is, were you a musician? It's still in you. You never stop being a musician. Maybe you're just a little bit rusty and you'd like to get back into it and take on some serious pieces of music, something with a little meat to it. Well, Dominic Green from the Omaha Performing Arts, he's the community engagement manager, and Joni Mathis, Omaha Symphony Vice President of Education and Community Engagement, they have a solution for you. How you get involved? It's called the Rusty Musician Experience.
Absolutely.
What is that, Dominic?
So the Rusty Musician Experience is for all levels and the members of the community, ages 16 and up. If you've only touched your instrument maybe once since high school or college, but still like to play or still enjoy music, we invite you to register and sign up to come and take out that instrument and play it again side by side with the members of the Omaha Symphony.
That's a very exciting prospect there, Joni, to sit in the big chairs, huh?
Yeah, absolutely. We're so excited to partner once again with Omaha Performing Arts to do this experience. You know, there's something very human inherently about making music. And, you know, our Omaha Symphony musicians get to do this experience all the time and get to play their instruments. And it's a wonderful experience. But, you know, getting the chance to play with community members and getting to make music all together, it's just an amazing experience. We want to have that with our community because we are the Omaha Symphony. Yep.
Is this an event that is basically if you pay the fee and you get to play? Everybody gets to play. It's not an audition process. You're not put up there and judged or anything like that. Correct.
Right. That's very correct. Yes.
Okay. So. Have you picked out the music yet so that people may get a little head start and go, you know, if I'm going to pull out the saxophone, I got to know what I'm doing here.
Absolutely. Yeah, we actually have two different versions of this experience that we're doing. Two sessions we're going to be doing that is actually orchestral repertoire. So we'll be doing, for that session, Elgar's Enigma Variations, the Nimrod Movement Number 9, the Nimrod Movement, and also Sibelius Finlandia piece. And then for our third session that we're going to be doing, we're actually going to be doing a wind ensemble. We had such a large group of woodwind and brass players last year that we decided we're just going to do a wind ensemble version as well. So for that, we're going to be doing Percy Grainger's Lincolnshire Posy and John Philip Sousa's Stars and Stripes Forever.
Oh, come on. Really? I mean, you know.
Absolutely. Yeah.
That's pretty amazing music right there. Can you be in both if you happen to play a wind instrument? Or is it one of those things where there's a you have to see what the population is that comes into it?
Absolutely. If you play a wind instrument and would like both experiences, that's perfectly fine. Just let us know on registration.
Depending on availability, of course.
Yeah. Sure. Okay, very good. Because we want to give everybody a shot at this.
Yes. So, everything is first come, first serve.
Sure. So they'll be playing with these professional musicians. Is this the first time you've done this program?
This is actually the second year we've been doing it, and this is actually a side-by-side experience. So they will be playing, you know, a community member violinist will be right next to an Omaha Symphony violinist. They'll be sharing stands. Everybody will be playing right together with each other. And our Omaha Symphony musicians actually get to do this type of experience a lot. We have a program called Music Mentors that we do a lot with the area schools. So our musicians are very used to playing side-by-side with all of the different players in the area. So.
You mentioned the violin, so a real chance to kind of brush up on those bow techniques and
yes.
get that timing down and everything. Wow, what a neat idea. Why? Why would you do this?
We feel like providing this opportunity for any community member, no matter what their level is what we do. And it's a great partnership between Omaha Performing Arts and the Omaha Symphony. And to be able to provide this opportunity and on the concert hall stage in the Holland Center is just another experience all by itself.
Sure. Yeah. The acoustics in that place are unbelievable. I got a Chamber of Commerce tour of it when it first opened up, and it's incredible. I can't think of anything better than to stand on that stage and either play your instrument or be able to belt something out just to feel that sound. It's incredible. Well done. folks might be a little bit nervous about this, right? Like you said, you mentioned high school. I'm many years removed from high school. In fact, I've graduated high school 3 times now, according to the age that I'm at. So can you ease people's fears of this? I mean, if you know how to play A through G, then you're ready to rock, right?
Absolutely. Plenty of times, you know, we have musicians that have not necessarily touched their instrument in years, in 10 years, 15 years, and we still just want anybody who wants to pick up their instrument. We'll, of course, get music out to everybody as soon as we can once registration closes.
And how do you register?
Yeah, register on omahaperformingarts.org. And you click on the Rusty Musician link, and you just register through there.
OmahaPerformingArts.org. That's fantastic. Mm-hmm. Dominic Green from Omaha Performing Arts, Community Engagement Manager, and Joni Mathis, the VP of Education and Community Engagement. I thank you both for coming out here today. It was nice of you to suffer the construction.
Absolutely. Thank you.
You bet. We'll go back to Morning Edition right about now.